marketing manager of Lorette, Karel van der Plaatsen, happily accepted, one, to have us here the coming days, which is absolutely great. And secondly, she will talk a bit about the history of this building.
Yes.
And then we'll have a guided tour. And there is Walter. Walter will accompany her because she doesn't know where the light switches are.
And that's why I'm the joke of the day for
exactly.
The organization, because I think I'm a very silly idea.
New technology, the light switches.
It's a very big building.
So we'll have that short introduction, a guided tour. It's very straightforward, and afterwards a drink in the bar where we already meet. I think Annemie can make sure it's Annemie again. Oh, there she is. She'll make sure that afterwards, while we have drink, we can sort of make sure that you have all the documents for tomorrow and stuff like that. So you won't be bothered by that tomorrow. Is that okay?
Great.
Yeah. Okay. So welcome all of you. And they were very, very smart, and it was kind of a cooperative. I don't know quite the word in English, but they used to work with bakeries, and then the bakers would sell all their bread to people from their own party. So it was from the cattle to the grave, so you always were in the same system, and you bought things from other persons, all from the socialist movement. And in a way, if I talk to historians who studied this period, they always tell me, well, there were socialist movement, but beware, their tactics and their business models were very, what would we call, very liberal. And so they were rich because they had a very good model. And it was a model that was known worldwide. A lot of people from Paris or even South America came here to see how this socialist movement got along with it and how they made that kind of money. And so they had money and they wanted to build something. They wanted to build something that would show off, especially to the Catholics, that they could also build big buildings with towers. That's why we have towers among this building. And they are even higher than the towers in the city, because they want to show off. And they also wanted to do something and for the art and also to enable normal workers also to enjoy art. That was their ambition. And so this place was funded, and the architect, and Walt will explain something more about it later, he was a very smart person, because the problem of this place is that here at this, there are a lot of levels. So you went down, you went into the building in the bar, the cafe, and you were on the ground level. But here you are level. I think we are -4 if you go to the concert hall. We are -4. So it was a very difficult thing to do, and he was all very smart in using architecture innovation in this place. So the big idea was to open in 1913, because there was a big expo in Ghent, so the World Expo. And but it wasn't finished at 1913. But anyway, the bar was open, so they looked at all, because there was the place that we call now South, was a railway station before. Now it's just like buses and trams, but before it was a railway station. So a lot of people went to Ghent with the train, and they went and they moved along the street, and they went to the expo, which was a bit further on. So they all went by, and so the socialists thought, maybe the building is not ready, but we will open our doors and we will have a bar open. So they gained a lot of money. And then they wanted to have a big opening, and it was scheduled for May 1914. But everyone who knows a bit the history of Belgium in that period, Well, it was just like World War One going on, so they couldn't open the building. And then a lot of things happened with the place. First of all, they really finished it afterwards, and then okay, we had the First World War, and then the period between the First and the Second World War, it was very very good organization because they had the cinema and they would also had a lot of organizations that were had their house here in Vught. And then the Second World War came along, and that was not such a good period for this building because first Germans took in this place, and then after the war, they thought the socialist movement to get their building back, but then the Canadians came in and they held this place for another 2 or 3 years. So in 1948, the building was reopened or reopened again. So, and then there was still some good years, but after a certain period, the model, the socialist model, it didn't stick any longer within society. And also all the organization, the library and the sports club and all those kinds of the harmony, which was an orchestra. So all those kind of things, it faded a bit away. And gradually, bit by bit, finance was not as it used to be before. And let's say within the year 80, it was this building was not what had been before, and the owner, the social movement, thought, okay, we have to sell this place because we cannot open it any longer. There are a lot of costs and lots of things going on. And luckily, they didn't sell it because otherwise we had here a little bit. The idea was that it would be a flat, but because they couldn't build like 8 floors or something, the person was interested, okay, if I cannot have my 8 floors, I'm not interested anymore. And then there was a young group of people, and they saw this place and they saw what it had been, and they thought it would be, if demolished this building, that would be such a shame. And so they did a lot of actions, and finally they got the right to just try something with the building. And so this is more than 25 years ago. And then the founders who made the Vught like it is now, they took bit by bit, and they made, because everything was a mess before. For example, the concert hall, which we will see, after the Second World War, it was piled up with stuff and stuff and stuff, and the balconies, you could walk, if you would want to, from one balcony to another. So it never had used it. After the Second World War, this room wasn't anymore available for the audience. So it took a long time, and let's say in 2000 they got money from the government, and then 2000 the building was the Monument of the Year. And so this is the history bit of this building, and now it's an art center. And it's an art center with a lot of different things going on. So we have theater, we have dance, we have performances, we have pop and rock music, jazz music, literature, debates, also exhibitions. We have some movies on the space as well. So a lot of things going on. And it is a very big building, so if we go with a tour, just stick together, because you can get lost very easily. It's a 20,000 square meter building, and it has 367 rooms. So it's incredible, and a lot of small places and so on. So we have, let's say, 1,000 activities a year, and we are closed within in summertime, so it means like everything has to go on between September and June. And we have, let's say, 85 people working here, and also a lot of people just not are around in this building. So it's now a place within Ghent which is it's very popular. The borough is very popular, and yes, like I already told you, a lot of things going on. And I see at work his face that it's not time for me to stop.